Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is 10 o'clock. Welcome to Matt Chat on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. And tonight we've got a very special guest and a very special guest co-host. And of course, that guest co-host is Miss Callie, and I'm going to bring her on right now. Because before we get to our guest, and before we get into the topic of tonight, and I'm sure you may want to echo my sentiments, we want to send along a special get well to the one and only greatest of all time, the Nature Boy Ric Flair, who's been in the hospital since Saturday.
Oh, of course. I mean, he's definitely been one of the greats, and we hope to hear nothing but the best about with regards to his current health situation. Wish him a speedy recovery. Thoughts and prayers are with him and his family right now.
But back to tonight, we've got a huge show, and actually it is the first of two shows this week.
Exactly, and tonight, my focus is strictly on the NWF Championship match between former best friends, former traveling buddies, former training buddies, that championship match between the challenger, Nasty Russ, and the Titan this Saturday in Fairfield inside a steel cage.
That is going to be
huge.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be brutal.
It will not be for the faint of heart, I will say that.
Absolutely not. If you're at all squeamish, you may not want to watch it.
I've spoke with Titan. I mean, it's all of a. We thought when we saw Nasty Russ at FanFest last year, when he lost that loser leaves the NWF match to Pompano Joe, which I actually, admittedly, I went back and I watched the highlights of that match. I mean, that was a all out. Both men fighting for their careers in the company. Surprisingly, considering it involved Pompano Joe, it was a clean pin. There were tons of shenanigans involved beforehand, but the pin itself, I went back and watched because I didn't want to say that something happened that didn't happen. It was a clean crucifix pin. And you see Titan and you see Team Money come out to be with their best friend. And to just see what's unfolded over the past few months. I mean, everybody's wondering what was Nasty Russ thinking? What is he thinking now? There were so many other ways that he probably could have went about coming back to the company. Why did he choose the route he chose? Why did he choose to attack Titan when he attacked him? Those are all questions that I would like to find out the answers to myself. And I'm sure the fans would love to hear these as well. For the fact of, it was very shocking. I mean, Russ was loved by the NWF Army, so It was very, when that mask came off at Thunderdome, you could have picked my jaw off the floor.
Well, hopefully tonight we'll get those
games on the net. I hope so.
We do have a caller waiting on the line, so we're going to jump right into it. Caller, you are on the air.
caller? Is that how you address this big guest you have on your show? I simply just
Nasty
go by Russ. Caller.
Nasty exactly Russ, right. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for that not-so-warm welcome. And I couldn't help but hear you talking about how the fans loved me at some time. But you know what? I've only been gone a year from the NWF, and none of those fans that you claim to have loved me ever sent me a message on Facebook or social media or anything asking me when I was coming back or what I was up to or anything like that. So, yeah, let's not talk about the beloved NWF Army and how they apparently cared for me at some time.
Hey, well, let's not run into this. Let's talk about this. Your history in the NWF, I mean, you were obviously a very pivotal member of one of the most dominant groups of the time, the Thugs, which was you, T-Money, and a very young, very different Titan, better than known as NG, as your manager. You pretty much mentored him.
You say pivotal part of that group, but I was the backbone, the cornerstone, the mastermind, the leader of that group. Go back in time and watch how I led myself and T-Money to multiple tag team championships. And yes, you say I mentored NG or Nicholas or Titan as he's called now. He came in 100 pounds soaking wet, no place in the NWF. So we dragged him along with us, and you could see it in his eyes from the very first day you looked at him that he wanted to be me.
I mean, obviously, he admired you. He looked up to you, and you were a brother to him. So that really kind of brings up the question. You've accomplished much.
You can say that, but he was also the happiest person when I was forced to leave the NWF. You talked about how Titan and T-Money came out after I lost that match last year at FanFest that forced me out of the NWF and how they were the first to come out and say goodbye. Well, watch it again, because when I leave the ring, I'm sure you can see the giant smile and smirk on Titan's face, because he knew, since I had to leave the NWF, that the door was wide open for him to take my spot. He wouldn't be at the top of the NWF if I were still there competing week after week and month after month. And that's why this Saturday at FanFest, all that changes. And I prove that the only reason Titan is the champion now is because I haven't been there to take that belt from him. And now that I'm back, I'm going to do exactly that Saturday at FanFest.
So your reasoning basically for attacking him when he was able to retain his title in Thunderdome was basically for lack of better phrasing, the warning shot of you're coming back and you're taking what you believe is rightfully yours. Am I understanding you correctly?
Yes, partly. I'm, of course, coming back to take what belongs to me, the top prize in the NWF. Now, I don't care who won that Thunderdome match. I was going to do that regardless of who it was. Unfortunately, it was for him, it was Titan. Now, the reasoning for me coming into Thunderdome after Titan won was because I reached out to Roger Ruffin for months following my loss to Pompano Joe that forced me out of the NWF. I reached out to Roger. I reached out to Nate. I reached out to Money, all of my so-called friends, and the boys in the locker room to see what they could do, see what kind of strings could be pulled to get back earlier, to get me back sooner, to get me back in the NWF. For God's sake, I was the face of the NWF for a very long time. And as you say, I was loved by the fans and I was loved by the locker room. So why is it that in an age of wrestling where these contracts can be manipulated and overturned so easily that it took so long for anything to be done for me to return to the NWF, a place that I called my home, a place, the only place that I wanted to be. So since my texts to Roger were going unanswered, my calls to Nate were going unanswered, hey, if they're not going to hear me, I'm just going to show up and make them hear me. And I'm pretty sure that chair to Titan's head, everybody heard that.
That was definitely loud and clear, and like I said, very shocking to see that you were the person under the mask wielding that chair.
You say it's shocking. I don't understand that because you have been around for a while. You know the Nasty Russ that I am. My name is Nasty. I've always been nasty. I've always had it in me, and I've always done what I needed to do to be heard and to get what I want. So I don't understand why it's so shocking.
I mean, perhaps it was the whole you, Titan, Money, were brothers that was so shocking that you would take a steel chair to one of what pretty much everybody thought was your best, one of your best friends.
Look, and like I said, it could have been anybody that won that match. I was going to do it regardless. Unfortunately for Titan, it was him. And so what? Who cares about the past? Remember, I was the one that split up the Thugs to begin with. So it doesn't make any sense to me that that people would think, or that people are shocked, or that they can't believe I would do this. All I've wanted ever was to be the NWF champion. And I still want that. Just because it's my friend or my brother that has the belt doesn't mean I'm not going to do what I need to do to take it. And when I was the champion, I gave T-Money, my best friend, Titan, my once best friend, multiple title shots, and neither of them could ever beat me. Which proves my point. Titan is not better than me.
And then, granted, I mean, I understand doing what you need to do to make your point, to be heard. I completely get that. But then, fast forward a few months later, we're in Fairfield. I get it. I can understand why you were upset when Roger Ruffin pretty much stated there was no way in the world you were getting the main event at FanFest. I get being upset by that because presumably you felt you were being ignored, overlooked, not heard again. But then to stomp Big Mama's face into a chair after he'd already given you what you wanted, after he had agreed to give you what you wanted, I mean, that was low even for the nasty rough I knew. That was low even for the nasty rough I knew.
Well, then you didn't know Nasty Russ. So the chair shot to Titan's head, everybody heard. And to get what I wanted, I had to do that. Roger was not taking me serious. I wasn't threatening him or anything. I simply asked for the main event at FanFest and the title shot. I wasn't out there to play games with Roger. So he forced my hand. Tasha can blame Roger for that. Don't put all that on me. I just did what I needed to do to get what I want. Roger was the one playing games.
Like I said, you slammed her face in that chair after he gave you what you wanted. I mean, Maybe I'm missing something there. You had your match. And then you stomped her face into a steel chair.
It was a beautiful thing, wasn't it?
That was absolutely horrifying.
Yeah, come on. You've seen Big Mama. She can hold her own. Just because she's a woman? Is that the issue here? I mean,
you pretty much, you have a twin. Granted, she can hold her own against most people. But that was a 2-on-1 situation.
Well,
that
Roger
was you and whoever
that strung me along. Roger shouldn't have strung me along for so long. This is all you saw was a couple of months of angst and aggression built up. I told you that I reached out to Roger just months after I was forced out of the NWF and heard nothing. So this was a long time coming, and Roger was stringing me along all that time. After I stomped Tosh's face, he knew I was serious.
And then you found yourself the following month in pretty much, I wouldn't have even called that a match. That was just a fight. I mean, you and Roger Ruffin went 1-on-1. And it was almost like you were trying to hurt him. Were you trying to send a message at that point too?
Was I trying to hurt him or send a message? I was fighting the man, Roger Ruffin. Of course I was trying to hurt him. Of course I was sending a message. And, you know, he was out there trying to send a message. So, yeah, we beat the hell out of each other. And to be honest, I've wanted to do that for a long time.
She's the individual who trained you and gave you your start in the NWF.
Yeah, and I have the utmost respect for him for that, for letting me step into his ring for years and years and giving me the opportunities that he gave me and giving me the shots that he gave me. So why was it so hard for him when I was forced out of the NWF to reach out to me to say he's doing what he could do to get me back? He didn't. He gave a lot to me, and I gave a lot to him for years. But when I was forced out of the NWF, where was he? He wasn't there to help me. He wasn't there to try to pull some strings to get me back.
I mean, I am just absolutely, this Saturday, you've got your main event match inside of a steel cage, which I do know you are very familiar with. You have competed in multiple cage matches.
Multiple cage matches, multiple main events, multiple FanFest main events, and multiple FanFest main event cage matches. This show is built for Nasty Russ, and it's basically destiny that I return to main event FanFest 11 inside of a steel cage, that I walk out the NWF champion.
So basically, you're going to do whatever you have to do to defeat your former best friend. So is it safe to say this is going to be, that the statement earlier was correct, this is not for the faint of heart. This is not going to be for the squeamish. Are we going to see Nasty Russ be nastier than he's ever been.
Well,
is this a new nasty Russ, or is this just a nasty Russ that nobody has seen for a while?
Well, I mean, you have to come to FanFest to find out. I've heard everything Titans had to say about me, and I know Titan's going to do what he needs to do to try to beat me. And I'm pretty sure he doesn't expect anything less from me. So, yeah, viewers, be advised that some things might happen that may make you feel a little bit uneasy. But we can all celebrate together when I raise that championship for the second time and leave the NWF champion.
You seem very certain that you're going to defeat Titan.
Absolutely.
Now, granted, he's never defeated you in the past.
Yeah, and nothing has changed. I mean, okay, so Titan's put on a little bit of weight. He put on this scary mask. He's got the whole NWF army behind him. Big deal. None of that scares me. He's still the Nicholas, the NG. The Titan that I've always known, and that guy that I've always known, can never, has never, and will never beat me.
I can say this, you do not lack for confidence. And that is a good thing in this industry, but I can tell you, and I'm sure, because you've always been a very highly intelligent individual. You've watched footage. You've seen what he's been doing while you've been gone. So you know he's stepped his game up.
Yes, but the key phrase is, while I have been gone, he wouldn't be getting these opportunities, and he wouldn't be in the spot he's in right now if I was still there. I'd still be on top of the NWF, and I plan to be right back there after Saturday. Right back at the top of the NWF.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it straight from Nasty Russ. He is coming in to FanFest this Saturday. And has full intentions of walking out the new Northern Wrestling Federation heavyweight champion. I have to say, I wish you luck on that because, like I said, I've been there this past year, and I've seen him grow. Now, like I said, I haven't seen what you've been doing either, and that is on me.
You saw me beat the hell out of Roger. You saw me stomp Tasha's face. You saw me smack Titan across the face with a chair. And that says a whole lot to me.
Definitely. I mean, that says you're coming to win. So I mean, I can respect the drive and the desire to win. Wholeheartedly, I have no qualms with people striving to become the top of the mountain. I have no issues with that whatsoever. I hope the fans are ready. I hope Titan is ready. And I hope you are ready for this Saturday in Fairfield. Because, obviously, we've heard what Titan has to say. He's going to bring it. Obviously, based on this conversation and the actions over the past few months, you've been bringing it all along. You're going to continue to bring it. I can't say one way or the other who I think is going to win because I think this is going to be a war. That's the only way I can describe this steel cage match is a war between two former best friends and two people that I have had the privilege to watch grow in this company. Last FanFest was very unfortunate. But moving forward to FanFest 11, Nasty Russ, I wish you all the luck in the world coming out of this match as the NWF champion. The one thing I will say that I know for certain is neither you nor Titan are going to walk out the same two men that walked in that cage. And that's just from experience of talking to people.
I don't need luck to win. But I appreciate the sentiment.
It's all about skill and who is the better man on that particular evening. Quite well, or luck has nothing to do with it. But like I said, I know nobody walks out of a cage the same as they walked in.
Well, I plan on being the only one to walk out of that cage. How Titan gets out of the cage, I don't know. He's got a lot of friends, though, I hear, so maybe they can help him out.
I'll make sure we have the stretcher on standby.
Please do.
Nasty Russ, I want to thank you for joining us this evening. I want to thank you for answering pretty much all of my questions with regard to what has led up to what I feel is probably one of the biggest matches, if not the biggest match, in FanFest history between you and Titan for the NWF Championship inside that steel cage. It is both an honor and a privilege to have had this opportunity to speak with you on this topic. Like I said, I do wish both competitors the best with regard to the match this Saturday. The best man will come out on top.
Let me just say, actually, a thank you to you for being the first and only person to actually listen to what I had to say about my return to the NWF and ask me about returning to the NWF. And I hope that you are looking forward as much as I am to me becoming two-time NWF champion.
As I said, the best man will walk out with the title. I do feel it is my job to be impartial as best possible. While I may not always agree with your methods and your reasoning, I do understand your point to most of them. I understand the frustration, the anger, and the aggression. How you chose to go about handling that situation, that may be where you and I differ, but I understand your reasoning.
Well, that's why they call me nasty.
Ladies and gentlemen, please get your pre-sale tickets. VIPs are almost sold out. You do not want to miss any part of FanFest. You definitely do not want to miss this main event that is massive, that has been months in the making, and that is sure to blow the proverbial roof off the building. Nasty Rush, thank you very much for being on here this evening. I hope we can have a discussion again sometime.
Absolutely. You can, maybe we'll talk again after Saturday when I'm the new champion.
I would definitely, if you are the individual who walks out of FanFest as the Northern Wrestling Federation champion, I would be honored and privileged to have you on the show to discuss the start of what would be your second title reign as NWF champion and to see what the future holds. Craig Enser, thank you very much. I will see you in Fairfield this Saturday.
See you then.
And I hope to see the end of, yes, sir. I hope to see the NWF Army there in force this Saturday. Ace Diamond. That is a scary individual. I hope the Titan is ready. I hope he's got his boots strapped tight. Because this will be war.
It sounds like it's going to be an absolute it sounds like it's going to be an absolute war. And like you said, I wish the best to both competitors. May the best man win.
Exactly. Fans, get your pre-sale tickets. Hooterville Sports Cards on Pleasant Avenue in Fairfield. The BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. Remember, folks, VIPs are almost sold out. They are limited. So please get them quickly. Tickets are $20 a piece for VIPs. You will be let in at 2 p.m., treated to two special bonus matches. General admission are $10 in advance, $12 at the door. Doors open for you guys at 2:30. All the fun and games of FanFest begin at 2:30. And then at 5 p.m., we have the main show itself, FanFest 11. Ladies and gentlemen, they're stacked top to bottom.
And ladies and gentlemen, do not forget, tomorrow night, actually tomorrow evening, at a very special time of 7 p.m., the second episode of Matt Chat for the week. Callie, why don't you tell them what we've got?
Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night on Match Chat, 7 p.m., I have both the honor, the privilege to interview the man, Roger Ruffin, and we will discuss everything that is going on at FanFest. Top to bottom, you will hear it straight from the man. So make sure you listen in at 7 p.m., Wednesday, August the 16th, right here on Blog Talk Radio. That is sure to be an exciting interview.
Absolutely. And don't forget to check out FanFest 11. Sounds like it's going to be an amazing show.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be hard-hitting. It is going to be action-packed top to bottom. For more details, make sure you check out our Facebook page, check out the hotline, and make sure you listen to Matt Chat on Blog Talk Radio tomorrow night when we discuss all things FanFest with the man, Roger Ruffin.
And we're about out of time, so I want to take this time and this opportunity, Nasty Russ, for being on the show. Of course, I want to thank my wonderful co-host, Miss Callie, for conducting that interview. And I want to thank the fans for listening all around the world. So for Nasty Russ and Miss Callie, this is Ace Diamond. Have a good night, everybody, and we'll see you at the shows.